The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
This is very different than anything golf has ever done in the past.
They simply called it the match.
The match.
Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson. $9 million and bragging rights on the line.
I think that's one of the unique things about it is that we're able to showcase our sport in such a different light and all the different technologies that we're going to be bringing to this event and doing it, you know, differently than any other golfing event has ever been done. That's the exciting thing for not only myself and Phil, but I think that from all the viewers that are going to watch.
Where else but Las Vegas would such a high-stakes match be played? The host course, Shadow Creek.
This course is always rated one of the highest in the world. It's a perfect spot for us.
It didn't take long before the start of the match for a personal side wager to be made.
I'm willing to risk $100,000 that says I birdie the first hole. So that's how good I feel heading into this match.
So you think you can make birdie on the first hole?
I know I'm going to make birdie on the first hole.
Double it.
Did you see how I baited him like that? Yes. Yes. 200 says I birdied the first hole.
Mickelson didn't quite make it, as it turned out. The match was a bit of a gimmick, a pay-per-view event that had technical issues, which then became a free-to-watch event. It was intense at times, and it showed genuine sportsmanship, as Woods conceded a putt on the 18th hole to send the match to extra holes. Then, on the second playoff hole, Woods again conceded to give Mickelson the win.
It's great to win the $9 million. I just don't want to lose to him and give him the satisfaction, because the bragging rights are what's going to be even worse than the money. Every time I see you, you know, I want to be able to rub it in. I want that.
Davis Cup tennis reached its finale in Lille, France, where Croatia sought its second title as host France was defending its title in a bid for 11 overall. But Croatia quickly jumped to a 2-0 lead and never looked back in a 3-1 victory. Marin Cilic didn't seem to mind who his opponent was.
For me, I feel just the preparation is every single time the same for every single match.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.